Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
The biggest thing women search for is security, okay? If a woman, let me put it to you this way. Women make rules for men they don't want, okay? Women make rules for men they don't want. The men they do want, they break rules for them.
Every rule for them.
Exactly. If she's afraid to lose you, she will make sure that she keeps you. And she will do everything to make sure that she keeps you. And I think, as a man, one thing you should never do is treat a woman like a celebrity, because she will treat you like a fan, okay? Mm. I love my wife, okay? I love that woman, but I ain't about to start, like, simping out here. She knows there's some things, like, I don't tolerate. I know, just like, there's some things I know that I have to do as a man. She knows there's something she absolutely has to do as a woman, okay? Mm. That is just how it goes. Now, am I forcing you to do those things? No. But if you want to be with me, this is what it's got to be. Now, if you don't want that, hey, buddy.
you want to know something crazy?
Yeah. Mm.
So I saw this girl in the gym, right? Beautiful little thing, right? So I saw her now, and I was just compelled to give her a little compliment. So now, Chody look at me and then tell me, oh, I should follow her Instagram. So I like, bitch, I'm not a fan. And I walk away because, like, I gave a little compliment. No, you won't tell me.
Yo, say that again. Are you
really wanted my information? She could have gave me her number or all of that, right? But then she talking about follow her on Instagram. So I was like, no. And then I shut that down and I walk away. So now after that, right, I seen her in the gym a couple of times. And now she come make small talk with me and all of this, right? And I think it was like 2 weeks ago. She attempted to give me a number. I told her I don't want it.
Well, heartbroken. Good. Like, God, I just said one thing.
Good stuff.
No, because, like, who are you trying to treat
like
this,
practicing, bro? She practicing that whole, you know, that whole encounter with somebody at the gym. She's like, all right, I'm not going to be too forceful. I'm just going to say, follow me on Instagram, and we can talk from in the DMs.
Brother,
and say, follow me on Instagram. You just blow up on the bitch. Bitch, what?
Brother, I have self-respect, right? Like, I had to learn to accept and love myself. And since I accept and I love myself, I'm not playing with this shit no more. Bro, like, Kazir came here, right? And just watching how Kazir mannerism and everything, just because, like, I remember when I was younger, when I was, like,
hold on, insecure. Sorry. Mike, Kazir's from Antigua. He's one of our friends, like, he came up by Jaron. Just for details.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, yeah. So, it was one of my brethren from back home, right? Okay, and yeah. I truly think our country ruined us as men. Our country ruined our self-esteem and everything. Because a lot of us are very soft-spoken. Like, I had to break out of the soft-spokenness coming here. I know Tim and I had to break out of all of that. Like, we have, like, a shyness from just being raised in the... and how much they treat women over us. Like, as men, we come off as, like, second-class citizens just because women have more value than us inherently. Yeah. So, like, yes. Bro, like, it... just, like, my time talking to him and everything, like, all of that even helped me grow even more as a man. It's like, I just cannot take this disrespect no more. Like, I will not take this disrespect.
And the thing is this, right? I hear women say, oh, the patriarchy, demolish the patriarchy. The reason you can even go on that, your bullshit-ass iPhone Pro Max, whatever the fuck, and text on a platform that was made by a bunch of men and then talk about, oh, demolish the patriarchy, is because the patriarchy gave you all this. We know the patriarchy throughout history has been successful. The Roman Empire wasn't built by legionaries of women, okay? The Nubian Empire wasn't built by legions of women. Men have always been the one in the forefront. We've always taken the cannon fodder. We've always fought to protect. And throughout history, it's proven. This is what we do. I take pride in being a man. You are not going to tell me it's toxic masculinity. Fuck you. Eat a dick. Fuck you. Take your bullshit feminist with your pinky and go fuck yourself. I don't play that shit, you know? I'm a man. I don't apologize for that. When you fucking go through your period and you're emotional, I say, okay, I accept it because you're a woman and you're going through your hormones. Why is it that you can't, accept the fact that I have testosterone?
Bro, the way how the world is moving is kind of weird because everybody seems so confused and we...
indulge the delusion. And I find it fascinating, but I just can't comply.
You say indulge the delusion?
Bro, you say like Timon. Yo, Jaron, you speak to Timon.
No, they want us to indulge it, but I can't.
Yo, Jaron, you speak to Timon like in the podcast all the time, right? So you might not see this, but I can tell you something right now. The Timon I spoke to the first time we had the podcast is completely different now. He's become a little bit more different.
You think so?
Oh, fuck yeah. You don't talk the same like you spoke before. Now,
you know what? I got him in the gym.
Nah, so okay, listen here, right? I talk the same, trust me.
No, bro, you've become a little bit red pill because you've seen the bullshit. You're starting to see it.
It's not that because I haven't seen the bullshit. It's that I was questioning everything. It's like, I seen it. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't fuck with it. But it's happening, so let's address it. Let's try to say it from their point of view. It's not that I was, my views didn't change. My views didn't change, trust.
No. This is what I'm saying here. The thing is this. Your remedy is, let's talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can come to a middle ground with them. And this
you can't reason with an emotional.
You can't reason with these fucking people, man. Like, the thing you got to understand is that if you have a disease, if you have a cancer, you got to cut it out, and then you have to attack it with aggressive chemotherapy, okay? There is a rot that is in the modern woman in the West. There is a rot that has taken hold. And there's a reason why a lot of the marriages that happen is men in Canada marrying women from Thailand, Colombia, all those places. They're not marrying women from here. All the bitches here are dying alone, a lot of them. And you know what they do? Instead of you to take accountability and say, you know what? Maybe I should subscribe to the three S's. Sex, silence, sandwiches. No, they don't do that. They argue about why is it that you can't like this? So as a man, you're going to tell me what I like? So you're going to force me to like what you think I should like?
You know, it's crazy.
You ask a woman.
They don't even know what they like, but they're telling you what you should like.
It changes day to day. You ask a woman, what do you want from a man? You know what she will say? Oh, no. Let me. You ask a woman, what do you think a man wants? You know what she says? Or you ask her, what do you bring to the table? She'll be like, well, I have my career. I'm independent. What do you call it? I make good money. What do you call it? I work out. I this or that. Everything she just mentioned, I'm like, you know what I said to her? I said, if I was a woman, I'd date him. You just mentioned the man to me. Everything you just said is masculine. What men want in the baseline, and I want all these, your female viewers right now, as I'm saying this, I want all of them to listen, okay? Get out of your feelings for 2 fucking seconds. I know it's hard as a woman. I get it. Get out of your goddamn feelings. And if you trigger, yes, I want to trigger you. Yes. Get out of your feelings and listen to what I'm saying. Men don't give a fuck about your career. We don't give a shit. Because why? Your money is your money. My money is your money.
So
get the fuck out of here with that. The thing that we care about is the three S's. Sex, sandwiches, silence.
The question that came up with the whole, are women really independent? I saw a video with this, like some men on a panel and some women, they were just discussing and talking, and a woman was like, talking to this guy and saying like, what do men bring to the table? Cause you know, women have so much to offer. Without us, y'all can't live, y'all can't survive. Then the guy said, if I can do everything that you can do, what's the point to you, right? And she's like, that can't happen. And he's like, okay, even if I can't do this and I have the money to, and I outsource all that shit, like I got a maid to do the cleaning and the cooking, why would I need you? And she stood up there like kind of dumbfounded, like, wait, them niggas really don't need her. And then she kind of like try to reevaluate like what it is that she can bring that he can't even just accomplish on his own or outsource. And she didn't have anything except sex. So I found it so fascinating.
It's not hard to get casual sex. Yes. It's not hard to get casual sex.
Yeah, so like if you look at it, like all the things, like if women look at it, what do I bring to the table? Like out of all the stuff that human need to, like humans do for themselves, what is it you bring?
What they need to realize is what they need to bring to the table is fucking peace. And peace is covered in the with silence.
Yeah, exactly.
But a lot of women, they're too fucking loudmouth, and that's why they're never going to have a fucking mate. They're never going to spend their life with a man. They're never going to understand what like the true intimacy of a man. A submissive woman is a quiet woman who knows to speak when it's time to fucking speak.
Yes. They're not going to like that one.
Well, who gives a fuck what they like? I got to listen to them all the time talking about men are trash. Who gives a fuck what they like? What the fuck you going to do? Beat me up? Get the fuck out of here, man. Listen, I'm not scared of no goddamn woman. Okay? None. Okay? I treat you like a human being because I'm a feminist. Okay? I don't treat you any different than I treat the homie down the street.
That okay? word feminist have too much disdain for me to ever call myself that. Like, I know.
I'm using it against them. I'm the true feminist.
Be real. Like, this whole independence shit that women have going on, they're the ones who are suffering the most from it.
They're the ones suffering.
They're the ones who can't find a proper man and all of that from it. Because
they're the ones suffering. And the funny thing that gets me is that you have to sit there and listen to them. And the way they talk, like, oh, they're so oppressed or whatever. Listen, let me tell you the best cure for feminism, Islam.
I'm not going to stand to that. I'm not going to agree.
I agree.
I'm not going to agree with that.
I agree with that. Mike, I wholeheartedly agree with that.
I don't see the women in fucking Saudi Arabia talking about men and shit.
Hey.
That is a wild thing.
Oh my God. Bro, I'm telling you, you don't hear it. The last time I checked, I didn't say no Me Too in Dubai.
Nah, but then this other video I saw two guys having this argument, and this man was saying, well, let me just not say the whole argument, but it boiled down to this guy was trying to figure out, like, if you're in a happy relationship for 20 years, what are the roles that y'all play in a relationship, right, in a marriage? And then the other guy who was a guest was like, what do you mean roles? So the guy kind of got, like, irritated, like, you know what I mean? Like, what does your wife do and what do you do? And the guy was saying that there's no roles, it's just responsibilities and tasks that needs to be done. Like, when she's tired, he steps up and does it. When he's tired, she steps up and does the work. So they take care of everything in the house equally. When he's working and she's working, somebody else have to help out. But then when they can and they come home, even if they're tired, somebody have to do something. And whoever is the least tired will get shit done. And that man couldn't comprehend the partnership, because what he thought is there has to be strict rules in a relationship. You do this, I do this, and there's no compromise, you know, cross path, and like stick to your rules. So what do you think about all that? Like,
that's true love.
Well,
that's true love, bro. All relationships start from attraction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it develops into love. And that is true love. Like, I can't, like, that's my only explanation from it. Like,
I understand what you guys are saying, but for me personally, I think men love better than, like, men actually genuinely love. If a man loves with his whole heart. Men actually are the ones that have unconditional love. Women can't do that. Women's love is conditional, you know? If you become a bum tomorrow, your woman is like the clock starts ticking to when she leaves you. And the thing is that I don't blame women for this. They're supposed to think this way because...
Definitely, I get it.
Yes, because you carry a child. You can carry one child to
term. They're survivalists.
Yeah.
Yes. You can carry one child to term. This is the way they think. And I don't knock them for that. Okay.
Definitely. That's the thing I want to hear mostly. Cause like we understand why they're like this and we get it. But like it shouldn't be justified.
No, Timon, what you trying to do right now? You're trying to give me the rich around like a $2 hole.
No. I'm just saying it's like it's clear that like women think we don't understand, we don't see them. But it's like we know and we understand, but to be honest, you don't have to be like this just because or whatever.
Yeah, I understand that you should think this way. But the one I don't understand is you clapping and you leaning in and calling me bro. Don't do that. You're a woman, okay? You gotta act feminine. The funny thing that you see is that sometimes you talk to a chick, you'll be like, oh, today I'm on my masculine, tomorrow I'm on my feminine. That's like me saying, oh, you know, I like to wear high heels on the weekend. And then I like to wear lingerie. And then tomorrow I'm going to be in a firefighter outfit. You know, it doesn't work.
Today you're in a dress and tomorrow you're in your Tims.
Yes, it does not work. You have to be, as a woman, feminism is something that is attractive to men. Being feminine. Feminine is attractive to men. A woman who wears less fucking makeup. A woman who is modest, dresses modestly, even though it can be, you know, a little bit sexy, dressed modestly. You think I want my woman walking beside me with her boobs all out and the shortest skirt that you can see her coochie? Really? You think I want that? No. They will take it for the short time, but not the long time. That's the fact of the matter. Women think because guys are hitting up on their DMs and they fucking dudes that are top level, what happens? You see, this is the funny thing, and it's like cyclical. The way they move actually is detrimental to them. If you think about this, and I've thought about this for a second, I actually sat down and I thought about this. Like, because sometimes I go through these spells that I will just sit down and, I don't know, Timon, you get this too, right? You just think about a certain thing for a long time and then it clicks. You're like, oh shit. Think about this. These women get hit up on their DMs by all these high guys, all these big balling guys, whatever. And they fuck those guys. Mm. But those guys are hitting them up to have sex. Okay? But because she has fucked all these top guys, she will fuck a regular dude who makes like 100K or something. Or, you know, even though the guy making 100K.
That's not even a regular guy, because that's above average. That's above average. Yes.
A regular 100K guy is actually a rich guy, right? So the guy who's making 100K, but because she was fucking millionaires and all this stuff, because she's attractive, she's been to the boat parties, the yacht parties and all this, she starts to think because those guys fucked her, that is the relationship she deserves.
That's a pum pum worth $1 million.
Thank you. But the funny thing is, but she doesn't get that because the guys don't want you. Because a lot of those guys who are at those top ends come from old money. And you think for a second, a guy whose last name is like Carnegie or Rockefeller will want to be with a woman who's from the fucking Bronx. His family will pick a girl from a Vanderbilt family or the fucking Obamas or something. You understand what I mean?
Mm.
Money marries money. Money don't marry your fucking papa. And this is where the women get it wrong here. And by the time it clicks in their head, they're 45. Now you're washed up.
And that's when they're dating with a purpose.
Yes. Now you're washed up. Your pussy got a lot of miles on it. First of all, your eggs, half of them, like I would say 80% of them are dried up. So you can't even give me a child. So what the fuck are you, what use are you? A woman, let me tell you something. A woman who is not in a relationship, okay? A woman who is not in a relationship with a good man and raising a family. You got to understand something. The value women bring to this fucking world. I'm not saying all, I'm saying most. The value women bring to this world is bringing in the new generation.
The family unit. Okay?
The family unit. A woman who is not in a good relationship, who is raising the next generation, and who is in her 40s, is useless to society. Completely, utterly, fucking useless. Okay? The only person she's valuable to is adult diapers.
Hmm.
That's what it is. And I say it, you know? Because why? I don't give a fuck about being canceled. You can say whatever. I'm not on Instagram, all this shit. I don't care about that crap. So what are you going
to
do?
They're looking for Mike to cancel him. He's like, wait, this nigga don't exist?
Hold on, I best myself talk with Mike. Because I make money from Instagram.
They probably go for another Michael Babajide and fucking go. The guy's like, who is this people?
Okay, so next question.
Yeah.
When it comes to secrets between, you know, like, let's say you have a relationship with this person and it's your couple or your ex or your best friend or enemy, and you all have secrets between these people, men and women, who you think keep those secrets?
What do you mean? Like, I didn't really understand the question.
Okay, so, like, between a man and a woman who have a conversation, right? Mm. And let's say your significant other, you all have secrets. And then y'all break up or something. Do they talk out your business? And it's same with friends and exes and your enemies. Like if you have secrets and your enemies or friends who became enemies, do you then talk out their business? Like all the secrets that y'all had, is there like any...
That is disrespectful.
Yeah, no. is there any mutual shit for your enemy? Even though we enemies, I'm not going to talk out your secret, but we don't fucking...
Even though we enemies, it's respect from a person. Like, I respect you as a person still, regardless of what we've been through. So, like, I wouldn't leak your secrets. Like, first of all, I wouldn't keep your secret if it was something like you're a fucking child murderer. Like, I would not keep that secret for you. So, no, that we, like, I would expose that while we were friends, because that's what a better society.
No.
But no, if it's something like something small, like, oh, you cheated on your wife, and no, we not friends no more. That's not my business to tell her.
You think women respect that same drive that men have?
No, they don't. One thing, one of the biggest red flags, and, you know, for me, I've dated a lot of women, like when I was single, of course, you know, married man now. So I got to clarify that out there because the wife listens to the pod, you know. when I was single, like, you know, I did it a lot, right? I did it every race, every, you know. For some reason, I kept bagging Indian women. I don't know why. I guess it goes that way. But
I can never bag an Indian or a Chinese.
It's so weird. It was, for me, it was like Filipino, Indian, like, you know. Maybe because I grew up in Burlington, so there were a lot of them there. But anyways. By the way, Jaron, Burlington is in Ontario, okay? It's one of the cities. Because Jaron is like, what the fuck is a Burlington?
Honestly, I was going to search it up later.
Yeah. So the thing about it is that one of the red flags you should see in a woman is like Timon, if you're talking to a chick and the chick talks about her ex all the time and they're all bad, all the exes were all bad, all of them did bad, that bitch, run. Run, man, run.
She don't want to actually do.
Yes, don't ever go with a woman who can never take accountability for shit she's done. Run away from that woman. Run like your hair is on fire. One thing you should understand is women, the reason why I tell my buddies too, I say, don't tell your woman every fucking thing that you're going through. Don't do that. Talk to the homies, not your significant other. Because you got to understand something. Women, when you get into like it with them, like if there's like a issue or something, like you guys have a disagreement, she can pop that up to use it against you.
You know, hold on, Mike.
Yeah.
So this is on the same thing that you're talking here, right? I was on Facebook and I saw this guy. It was like from off of TikTok. And he was saying something because it was about some type of post where they say men develop like sexual relationships with women and then emotional relationships with men. And yes. I understand that because brotherhood yes. is a thing, right?
Yes.
Like you're
yes.
going to love a woman to death, right? And you're going to be emotionally attracted to this woman. But there's certain things about your emotions that you can never share to a woman because a woman will look down on you after. When she realizes that you are not the boss in the position that you were in, she goes, say, yep. hold up, this nigga's a bitch. And because yep. this nigga have to submit to this person or whatever, she don't need to respect you anymore because she don't see you as a king anymore. She don't see you as a lord, as a master, or as any of that shit no more. She see you as a yep. bitch because of the corporate line that you have to abide by and all of that bullshit. So yeah. I understand that now. And this nigga was talking all this shit about, all of this like alpha male bullshit and blah, 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 blah. Like, I like the term alpha male, right? Because even though it's not outright, like, it's not completely true, at the end of the day, we are fucking animals.
Exactly.
Like, we're animals. We just have opposable thumb and a little bit more thought process. In fact, I don't even know if we have more of a thought process because I don't know what the fuck animals think.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is, you know, if you look at, like, our primate cousins, you can see how their society is the hierarchy is built on. And usually the men run shit. It's just how it is. The thing is, for our species, if you look at primates, the men are usually physically bigger. And there's a reason for that, okay? The female are usually smaller, okay?
Now, except in hyenas.
Yeah. I mean, look at them. I mean, is that an animal you even want to be compared to?
I'm going to be real. I like hyenas, man.
Hyenas are the fucking... They're like the scum of the earth, you know? And... You know, like, for example, okay, so women, you see a woman, you say, okay, you ask her, like, you tell her, like, what you're going through. Like, oh, you know, I'm having these struggles or whatever and everything. She'll be like, oh, baby, I'm sorry, whatever. She's like, oh, I'm, you know, you're going through this, whatever. They would tell you, I need you to be emotionally vulnerable. But you know what a woman would do over time? She would turn you to a dude she don't want to fuck. If you let her get her tentacles in you, she would turn you to a guy she doesn't want to fuck. A dude who looks at
they domesticate you and then they dump. Yes. They dump you.
They dump you. I sign up for fuck.
Like yes. they want a man. They want a man to be emotional with them. And then when the man become emotional, they say, "Oh, why you don't go outside and build something?" Because bitch, you tell me stop building this so I can talk to you.
Exactly. And another thing too, don't leave your passions just because you're in a relationship. Don't ever do that.
I learned that. I lost my passion and I got fat.
You know, yeah, my wife says, like, oh, babe, you know, you spend more time this thing. Because a lot of times I go with my brother and my other cousin, we go to do some stuff, right? She's like, oh, babe, you know, maybe we should this thing. I say, nah, because you got to understand something. I've been doing it with these guys for the longest. It's like our thing. We go fishing, you know what I mean, sometimes? And I'm not about to change that because of you. I'm sorry. It's a passion of mine. I like it. I like doing it. You know, it's the way I bond with my friends and my brother, and you know. So that shit ain't gonna change. The thing is, like, your passions, don't put it on the back burner. Always have your passions going. And another thing, a man, and I'm giving this for free. This simp-ass nigga should be paying me for this, but I'm gonna say it.
I'm charging them.
So yeah. you don't want to leave your passion, but then when you ask, when they get mad because their equivalent to a passion is going to a fucking club and shaking ass. Like, bitch, you have a man at home. Why you want more attention? Like, that is not a passion.
It's not a passion. And the funny thing is this, right? Like, I go golfing with my brothers too. Like, I like to golf. Hey, nothing wrong with that. We go golfing, whatever. We make fun of each other and all this shit, you know? And it's part of what men do. It's like a bonding thing that we do. You understand? And the thing is, another thing, the point I was even trying to say here is, don't normalize your woman disrespecting you. Don't let that happen. For example, I'll give you an example here. You know how sometimes women will talk and you will say something and she'll be like, oh, shut the fuck up. Don't ever let that shit go unanswered for.
I learned that. Like, I don't even play around too much. Like, if you, we playing a little too much and then you decide to call me a clown, I'm calling you out on that shit. Like, I know, yes. I don't even care if we were, like, playing too yes. much. Like, if I felt like it, that came with a little, your tone of voice changed too much.
Yes.
Then, yeah, we're not playing that game.
Yes.
Because you're going to apologize.
I was talking one time, my wife, whatever, and I was teasing her. She's like, oh, shut up. I go, what? What did you say? She's like, what? She's like, it wasn't, like, aggressive. It was more like a... You know what I mean? Mm. And I said, don't ever. I told her, I'm like, have I ever told you to shut up before? Have I ever told you to, like, you know, stop being an idiot or anything like that? Or she said, no. I'm like, don't ever talk to me that way.
Well, how far can the drug go before you be stern?
No, but this is what I'm saying. This is how men lose control their position in the relationship and in the house.
Oh, you mean that's how it starts?
That's how it starts, Timon.
Okay, I missed something.
Timon,
okay,
a little...
I get you.
Yeah, because a little
if you, if you let a woman say that shit, before you know, she's full on screaming at you, she's full on shouting at you, and she's doing it in front of the kids, and then your kids are disrespecting you.
No, I get you.
They like to test the boundaries. And yes. once she step her foot in this amount, Russ, she go try a little more.
Yes. So you always have to answer for it right there, quickly, shut it down, quick, you know? So I'm like, if I'm talking to you or we're joking or whatever, don't ever fucking talk to me that way. She's like, well, I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
The next thing I learned, when a woman bring up something, you tell her, stop that conversation, and then you walk away. Because
walk away.
The same way how you call out things in the moment, she needs to call it out in the moment because it should not be an issue 2 weeks down the line. If it's an issue 2 weeks down the line, it's only an issue because I made it an issue when you did it to me.
Bro, being in a relationship or being married, people think it's just, oh, once I'm married, the work is done. Holy fuck, you just started, man.
That's when you really have to double down on respect and make everybody understand each other. Timon, bro. I've been learning a lot about human connection in my time being, right? Like, lately. That's why I can't really tell y'all about the government and all that. I mean, none of that. I just have a human connection.
It's not that I know anything about the government either.
Yeah, man. Once you get in a relationship, that is when you got to kick it to even get even better. Because one thing you got to understand is this, right? Women are hypergamous in nature. They hypergamy. That's what they do. Women, by their nature, they always look for men who are better than them. That's just how it goes. And any woman who comes on here and says, oh, that's not true, they're full of shit. A woman will never go for a guy who makes less money than her. Like, she can't respect that guy. If the guy makes less money than her, she can't respect. The guy has to be either making the same or above.
The only way they're going to go for a man that make less money than them is if this is some type of super hood nigga that just be killing niggas.
Yeah, guns and drugs.
Yeah, he be killing niggas, right? So they get a little extra light in, like a little extra twinkle in their eyes because nobody can disrespect this person.
Exactly.
And then you will hear the same woman goes, oh, it's not about the money, it's not about this. But guess what? If I showed up with a Presto bus pass to come and pick you up, guess what would have happened? I'm busy. Can we take a rain check? They say that's why never listen to what they say. You don't ask a fish how to catch a fish. You ask a fisherman, okay?
Pirates.
Men know what attracts women. We've known this for the longest time. Even the woman who's more like, even like, not, you know, not all women are bad. Even the woman who's like, you know, do you think I would have been able to marry my wife if I couldn't have paid for the fucking lavish wedding? Do you think she would have been with me if I couldn't like pay her dowry and all this fucking shit? No. And I don't hate her for that. This is where women get me wrong, because I say this, they think I'm attacking them. No, I agree. I fucking agree. Men have to come to the table with certain things. I get it. I accept it. The thing is that it's my role as a man. I get it. I accept it. The problem is they don't accept that. They want you to be traditional on the one hand, but then they want to have city girls fucking going out and doing all that. So they want to pick and choose when they're traditional, but I have to be traditional. I have to be my masculine traditional all the fucking time. And I'm saying no.
See, Tim, and that's why, remember I told you when I left my relationship, bro, is because I realized like I was not the type of man that I wanted to be. Like, bro, I'm in a relationship, and that means I had like a crutch. And because I had this crutch, I didn't really have any reason to fully exert myself to be the best man that I could possibly be. So you have to get rid of that safety net in order to actually be the best person that you can be. Like, I respect you on your stance of not really being in a relationship, but that's mostly because, you know, you don't get bitches.
So you think, yeah, young love, you should always take a break from it to find yourself, or within that relationship? Okay.
Definitely. Like, you settle down in a relationship at a young age. Like, that's what ruined me. That's what ruined my drive. Like, our purpose in life to get better things and to do better is to attract women. If you already have the women, you don't need to do any better.
You get stagnant and comfortable and you don't grow.
That's just it.
Yo, Timon, I'm going to send you something right now to your WhatsApp, okay? Maybe you can share it with Jared and them. You know, I picked this up yesterday, right? Because remember, I'm telling you, that's why I said, oh, can we start early so that I can go? Because I have to do, like, the plates and all that shit. My wife, like, I didn't tell her. I didn't say, oh, you know, I'm going to get a new car or anything like that. I didn't say none of that, right? Yesterday, I just told her, oh, by the way, we have a new car coming. She's like, what? I say, yeah. Okay. And I just did it. She's like, when did you? I said, no, I've been, you know, planning for it. Check your WhatsApp. You see it?
Yeah.
The boy gets a red Bugatti.
No, fuck no.
It's two Lambos on a truck. That's what you got.
Yeah, sure. Lambos,
a yellow and an aqua Lambo. I ain't never seen an aqua Lambo before.
Nah, bro. It's a Toyota 4Runner, man. That's what I got. That's my Lambo.
Hold on. And the wheel on the right, Timon. What is it? The boy bring this from Japan?
Nah, bro. I got it from fucking Milton.
Yeah, well, go on, Evren.
Yeah.
Oh, Evren is in, huh? Okay.
Nah, Mike, you domesticated. You got the Jeep and all of that.
Family whip.
Yeah, I'ma tell you.
That's a steady vehicle right there.
Now me, when I look at my wife and I tell her, yeah, I get a new car coming in, and she's like, oh, what you get? Then I go show her my Honda S2000 and my brand new motorbike.
Listen, you remember Mike live where it snows heavy, okay? This is the safest thing for a family. Some big, some high, some powerful.
Yes, nice V6 engine, you know, strong, you know, that's the. And it's a V6. Toyota. So
what's the, what are you gonna name this one? Because I call my own Greta, because you know, old people reliable.
Old people like.
I think I should call this one Feminist Smasher.
Ooh. Boy, see them walking on the crosswalk and you speed up.
Every time I see this bitch's eye, I go, pa, 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 cross the road, you ho. That's what I'm saying. It's like I just did it. And she's like, oh, okay, like. But we talked about it. I said, yeah, we talked about it. But fuck, you don't know nothing about cars. You got to pick up something that, you know, like I show you guys. You guys can say, okay, that's a solid car. It's Toyota, whatever. Listen, man, I'm not going to be out here spending $60,000, $70,000 on a car. I live that for Evren. Evren is the globetrotting. You know?
When Evren travels, he actually ships his car 2 days in advance.
Jeez.
Yeah. He like driving his own shit when he goes to different countries.
Yeah, man. Everyone got fucking. It's like that Saudi Arabia money, you know, that Dubai money.
Everyone actually have a spring that shoots cooking oil.
What the?
A what?
Yeah, I don't. It didn't even make no sense. But I'm like, bro, that's what happens when you have money.
When you have money, you can just do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a different man. It's a different.
You see. You realize, like, Mike, we said we're going to start this at 9 o'clock. And you see the time everyone wake up? 9 o'clock.
Okay. This is his 9. Always on time.
He have so much money, time don't work the same way for us.
He's on the CP wake up time, eh?
This man always on time. Not all time, bro. But money time.
Exactly. Bro, man, like, hey, listen, he's doing well. He's doing well in life, man. The guy gets to do what the fuck he wants. And guess what? Some bitch is going to come in his life and be like, oh, why don't you do it this way? Why don't you do that? Why don't you this? Why don't you that? All they do is come in and try to destroy your fucking shit. It's like...
because they think they know what's best.
This stuff I did attracted you. That's what brought you around. So why the fuck would I change?
So what are your thoughts?
Women are downfall.
It really is. It really is. Bro, we work so hard to attract women,
but
right?
It's not Mike's downfall. Mike, no, he both.
We work so... no, for man in general. We work so hard to attract women, right? And after we finally attract these women, we make these women turn us lame. And then these women leave with half of our shit and find another man.
You can't even see your own child. You can't even see your own kid because they fucking go to the court system and the court system because it's... in fucking Ontario, the Ontario government made $5 billion, okay? $5 billion fucking dollars just in Ontario from the court system, the family court system. So for them, it's not an incentive. They like broken marriages. It's fucking incentivized, you know? If you told a woman that, listen, if you get pregnant, just like you can have a divorce, a man can have a financial abortion, I guarantee you unwanted babies will go down. That shit will go right down. Because if you can, it's like Dave Chappelle said, if you can abort the baby, I should be able to, walk away from that little nigga. Like, right? If you say, because think about it, you don't have no rights. If she wants the child will come. If she doesn't want the child will
come. Child will go, yeah.
So shouldn't it be equality? If I say, you know what? I don't want to be responsible financially for this child. I'm not doing it.
It just sounds reasonable, but it's not.
Yes. I guarantee you, I was going to tell you my plan.
I was gonna tell you all my plan, but man, I say it because I know recording before for them to wait for find me.
You know?
Yeah, that's why this whole thing that they have right now in this stage where they're talking about abortion rights and shit, I find it so interesting because they bring religion into it so heavily. And I'm just like, they take away the choice from people. Like, even God gave people the option of choice, right? The freedom of choice. But then people holding religion to take away that person's choice. I'm like, yeah, you can't judge somebody for taking a life or something that you consider as a life. Let God do that. Like, you shouldn't be giving the prelims to heaven. Like, hey, God, I cut some of the sheep for you. So now you only have the other people to judge. Like, if you want to kill her kid, let her kill her kid. That's not your business. You know? But they want to protect people. But it's so weird because the way how the laws are so set up from what I've been hearing is like... They consider from conception that this is a person, which don't make no sense, right? In other things where, like, if a pregnant woman is in, I think a comedian was saying this in a joke of time. Like, if you're a pregnant woman and you're in the lane where there's only two or one passenger, the moment she finds out she's pregnant, she shouldn't be paying any kind of fines if somebody caught her by herself because she's carrying a life inside her. But a police will see that and think, oh, that's a technicality, but you're still getting this fucking ticket.
I saw this on Facebook. Now, a woman was arguing that bullshit with a police officer. Like, bitch, no, you were in the car by yourself.
Right? But that's what I mean. So, like, from conception, when you consider this a person, you know what I mean? At what stages? And nobody wants to sit down because all they're thinking is something is happening. Like, when it comes with rape and stuff, right? If somebody's raped and they want to abort that child, they're saying that, no, you should give this person life because it don't mean that they're going to turn out to be a rapist themselves when they grow up or a bad person. You can mold this person. Like, that's from a Christian's point of view. Like, they say, despite this coming from a weird point of view, starting point, we can mold this child into something great. He could be the next president or some shit.
They honestly don't even need to tell the child that your dad was a rapist. Like, yeah,
they could give it a good life despite how it started. But who's the person who's going through that trauma wants to raise something that looks like the person who did that to them? Like, they have that freedom of choice.
Raise, it's the fact that you just have to give birth to that. Like, yeah. That's really what the issue is.
You're forced to love that.
You're not forced to love it because you can put that in a basket and drop up in front of the firehouse.
I think what Timon is saying is valid. I get it. You know, I'm not gonna lie, at my core I'm pro-choice, right? I think within reason, like if the kid is like past a certain point, like if it's if the pregnancy, because if we're talking about pregnancy at or life at conception, oh shit, by that logic, I've aborted a bunch of kids, that's for sure. Because like putting that plan B in that Kool-Aid, you know, hey, listen, man.
As a sprinkle, sprinkle.
You know? But I think another bigger issue here too is like we got to look at it from a bigger point of view, in the sense that you can't, you're okay, so these are the Christians, evangelicals saying this, right? But you don't get to pick what religion a country is governed by, because that's not the only religion.
Yeah.
What if a Muslim says that I want Sharia law? What if somebody who's Hindu say I want Hinduism? What if, so your own shouldn't supersede all these other people who actually are not, they don't subscribe to your religion. You understand? Because when you start to do shit like that, that your religion is this, is that, then it starts to stink of fascism, you know?
Yeah, it's weird because I just don't understand why they're trying to mix religion and government so hard.
When religion is a broad spectrum.
That's the world.
Yeah, you have to, if you're choosing one, you have to choose all. Start cutting the clit, the you know, foreskin from women's vagina if you're going to do shit. Like, you can't just pick one and choose one heavily. It don't make no sense. Because then you're letting the other ones feel like they don't have a place here. You're segregating their religion from your main religion.
And that's what I'm going to do. I try them, I'm going to try kick out.
Yo.
These are the same motherfuckers that use religion to justify slavery.
Yeah, boss, I'm telling you, everything's so fucking messy, but nobody really wants to sit down and just see the underlining. Like, all this don't really matter. Like, we don't have to live like this, dog.
Yeah, tell that to the fucking inbred Peckerwoods in Alabama.
This is the thing now. It's everybody's choice. Just like when we go back to domestic violence, because I still say domestic violence is a choice, because you see these things triggering in this individual and you stay in this individual because you think that you can change this fucking individual. When it don't work like that.
Who you beating?
You need to abort. Hmm?
Who you beating?
I ain't not beating anybody. It's because I told the gun. I ain't see what told the gun.
We wonder.
Hey man, I believe in the financial abortion, okay?
My Twitter gone because I said domestic violence was a choice because these women stay with these niggas when these niggas start putting out, like, they start showing these behaviors, they stay with them because they think that they can change it, all of that bullshit.
Oh shit, Jared. I thought I was saying, but them bitches are definitely gonna kill your ass.
John, open with this shit, bro.
Check all and meet him in the alley. Oh, so you like violence?
Is there?
Ain't none of these girls can step to me, man.
So, Jared, what are you trying to say? Are you saying that a bitch staying with a man she knows is violent and is beating the shit out of her is her fault? Accountability? How dare you?
Man gave her ultimatum. Take licks now or leave and take the licks.
This is the thing, though. This is the thing, right, Mike? They justify it because the reason they stay is because if they leave, this might happen. That's their justification for staying. This might happen. Staying there, it will happen.
Exactly.
Eventually.
No.
Like, if you were going to die 5 years down the line, like, if you leave and you could die, like, 2 weeks after leaving, you're still going to die 5 years down the line.
Yeah. What did they call that shit?
What's the sense of surviving for that extra 5 years and suffering for those extra 5 years for absolutely no reason?
She can't change
Get him. Your fucking freedom.
Reach.
I've come him. To believe, dog, as much of it as a choice that we really think it is, it's not. For a man, like, even for men that find themselves in that situation, dog, they stay as well. It's like you find the commonalities being like the perspective of themselves in the situation, and it's like they want to, they don't like it, but like they can't go from it. You check. It's not a simple thing, dog. It's not a simple thing.
You can't go from it because you make the choice to do everything that you do every day. If you choose to stay, that is your choice. If you choose to lose and then to leave and then the person retaliates, that is your choice still.
The responsibility assigned, you check, but at the same time, it's not the same.
That's coddling people.
Hey, man, my friend said that he has another word, feminism. I said, what is that? He told me, shitty driver.
That's coddling people, bro.
But going back to what John was saying earlier about like finding himself and having to, you know, build himself up before he can commit back into a relationship. Like, I want to hear everyone's thoughts on a young love, young relationship growing in. Like, building up something in the relationship, but not building on self. What do you think about that, everyone? If I made that clear enough?
It's like you have to be who you are or who you want to be. Or you have to be okay with who you are and where you are with yourself before you start like splitting it evens down the line with somebody else. You know what I mean? It's like if I'm still trying to become something that I'm not sure of yet, but I know where I am is not it. And I still, in my journey, I have to be making sacrifices for somebody else. That energy that I should be putting in myself, I'm not necessarily, you know, dedicating it where it needs to be, right? So overall, it's like, yeah, I am comfortable. I am good. I am, you know, safe. I am all these things because I'm in a relationship. But the parts of me that should have been fixed before I got to this point was prematurely set, or it's not there where it should be. So I'm lacking in that regard, and everything else that's good ends up overshadowing that. So you end up, like what Jaron said, you're comfortable. You don't grow because you're not in an environment where growth is necessary per se, you know, for to achieve what you want to achieve if you've already achieved it. You know, if I have to work hard if you have to work hard to make a living, and all I have to do is wake up at daytime and somebody put money in my pocket, who going to be the more motivated person at the end of the day? Who going to be the more person with the more drive, the more to you know, from the day the person that always receiving, you know, they have to actually put out their hand and start doing a thing. That's when you're going to see, like, the whole crumble, right? But it plays a part with who you are, but also it's how you are, too. That plays a part because it's like people who are either lion mentality or a cheetah mentality. If you're lion mentality, lions roll together. Cheetahs roll by themselves, but at the end of the day, they're hunting the same gazelle.
Mm. At what age do you think that you're quite enough experience and self-growth to be able to take on like a fully secure, stable relationship? Like,
you can't say that because there's no universe
age.
Because, you know, there's some people at the age of, 16, they already have everything sorted out because they found some type of career, they find a little niche, and they can build that for the rest of their life where they can grow while making, where they're already financially secure and they can actually grow as a person in that regard. So,
it's not even just financial, it's because it's more than that, right? Because, like, at the end of the day, most people in the world don't make excessive amounts of money. As much as you go on the social media, see everybody winning, everybody balling out, everybody rocking and living their life they want to. That's far from the truth, The proportionality of, like, who actually living that way versus who isn't really, represented right on there. But that's not what you're going to see, right?
The reason everyone knows this is because he's a leader of a billionaire's club.
What
everyone is saying, everyone made a lot of good points there. And yes, you know, when you say, Timon, you said, when are you ready for a relationship? That's never.
It depends on who you are.
Even if you got everything sorted out, trust me, there is no manual for marriage. That shit is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It is, you know.
You're agreeing to that those terms and conditions, though. It's like, like I said, right? It depends on, like Timon asked, the age. It's not about your age, it's not about time, it's about you first. If you're a lion, you can get into a relationship at any point and know, because it's a pack mentality, whatever you're doing is contributing to the other person, and whatever the other person doing is contributing to you, so y'all growing together, right?
Yeah. And
if a lion and a cheetah grow, the lion going to want to work together, and the cheetah going to be like, all right, well, yeah, I'll work with you. You know, I'll work with you. But at the same time, I'm a cheetah.
I prefer to use tiger because the cheetah is a pretty useless animal.
Okay. Tiger mentality.
I'm saying that, like, I think there's something to be said that if you are in a relationship, I don't think as a man, how should I word this? I don't think you should be 100% good in every, like, you shouldn't have everything, the money perfect, this perfect, that perfect. Because then if you think about it, she's coming in, all the heavy lifting is already done. So what is she really bringing? I think there has to be something said for her to be a little bit invested in the growth so that she can feel invested in it. And it's a way, like, yes, you've achieved a certain level of success, but she should be there for the remaining, like, 10 to 20%. You know what I mean?
Okay.
To get to that point.
My thing is, right, like, I feel like I wasn't at that point in life. Like, I was way below, but I was getting bitches. So because I was getting bitches, like, I I never really had the need to keep searching to keep bettering myself. But now I know better. I'm working on bettering myself.
No, like what everyone was saying, yes, it's true. Like, obviously, as a man, I think every day you get up, you should strive to be the better version of yourself. Mm. I wouldn't. Social media is not a good thing to look at, because social media, not everybody can be worth millions of dollars. That's not realistic. There's always going to be poor people. There's going to be middle class. You know, I think the best thing we should always tell men is tell men that, you know, and I mean, this platform is not a platform for like, oh, we're shooting women down, whatever. I think what you guys are trying to do, I don't know you guys, your mission statement, I'm not going to, you know, but I think what you guys are trying to do is to make men the better version of themselves, right?
That's John's mission.
That's my mission. Yes. I don't know.
I just want to have a conversation about shit.
I want people to be better overall. You check. Just think, you know, more than they think. You check.
Yes. Cut through the bullshit. Let men, because one thing, I think the worst thing you can teach men is to tell men that men and women are equal with the same. No, we are not. A woman can be a fuck up in life, her whole fucking life. But because she's a beautiful woman, she has a father, she got like a nice slim waist, whatever, she can marry into money.
She can turn that shit around too easy.
Yes, she can. She can just decide to like say settle, the way they talk, settle, even though that's what you're supposed to be with. But okay, whatever. That's a different story.
Yeah, she can settle. As a man, you need to build that value.
Yes, but a man, we can't do that. Being a man is one of the toughest things to be in this life. Ain't nobody going to be helping you. You got to help yourself, you know? If you broke, that's you. If you're going through this, that's you. You're going through that, that's you.
Yeah, look at the proportion of homeless men versus homeless women, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, she go homeless if she look
good. Men make up. But women will always be more available to receive compassion, you check? They'll look at a woman and more feel sorry. If two niggas go down the road tomorrow and kill themselves, they just get here, two men kill themselves yesterday down the road. But make one of those people that dead be a woman, boss, and everybody just loses shit. Oh my God, you heard they kill that girl, that poor girl. Don't know that girl was the biggest gangbanger on the street, you check?
So in order to actually...
Men die, people laugh.
In order to actually build more social media engagement, right? Like, I made a TikTok, right? And by time being on TikTok, like, I just been getting kind of disgusted, bro. Because I've been watching, like, these little social experiments of, like, men, like, a woman, like, harassing each other. So, like, the woman, she harassing the dude. And everybody calling him a clown and talking about, oh, she's beautiful and this and that. So, like, why you don't want to fuck her? So now the next day, they did the roles was reversed. And now people coming up to the man, like a bunch of men coming up, like they want to beat the dude up. But like none of them were doing that. Everybody want to be Captain Sable. Everybody want to be a fucking white knight. Like white knights don't get fucking shot every time they try to approach a man and a woman when they in their shit. Like, bro, she know who this nigga is. This is why this domestic violence thing triggers me so much, bro.
Right, you go and get help, and you end up fucking blow.
Bro, if I'm walking down the street, I see a woman getting fucking railroaded by a dude, I will keep walking. It's not my goddamn business.
Like, being real, I would call the police and keep walking.
Nah, I still wouldn't even do that.
It is not on me to go and try to pull buddy off, because buddy might shoot me, buddy might stab me.
Try to save her, and she sue you. For, you know, interrupting her relationship.
Bro, I saw a video on Facebook about, like, this dude, right? He in his crib and his baby mother, girlfriend or whatever, outside arguing. And she sent her two brothers in there to come fucking fight the man in his crib. You know what happened? The man light them up, no fuck.
The boy chef them.
And even when Fushi brought up on the ground a bleed out, you know what she do? She run. Argue with the man.
Oh, new man.
She tell her argue with the man. He said that she could check the boy pulse. Said that she could call the
pulse. Blood, brother. No? Blood.
See? That's what I'm saying. When you decide that, you're going to be a Captain Saberho.
Long time you learn for stop fight for man. Because one time, right, for me sister, get into this thing with some people, right? Me looking like ignorant. I mean, go in there, go talk about me, go fight with the fucking people. And come and find out that my sister wrong. And my sister sat the situation about 3 weeks ago. And even today, when the situation start, she the one who go and initiate the situation. So I went in there like a fucking rascal and get fucked up for no reason.
Yeah, dog. A woman be having you like that, dog. And you know why you went in there? Because she was a woman. If it was your brother, you would have just talked and said, dog, you know what you have to do, right? But a woman, you see, because like what Mike said, men have to do everything for themselves.
Yeah, man.
Like, if that was your brother, maybe you'd back you up just in case you get a little bit too much blow. You might run in and save the day, in a sense. It's like, but for a woman, you intervening completely. You taking on the risk that's hers. It's like, you taking on her responsibility, to save her because she's a woman. It's like, so it's not something that just exists because it exists. Well, no, it does exist
because
it exists.
Because we condition us to treat women like they all that delicates and whatnot.
But some they are. That's the thing.
No, but if they're so fucking delicate, why do they think they can raise the hand at a man?
Because they don't. Don't sound delicate.
That's why we gotta take Timon out of the matrix. Because Timon thinks, these women are delicate flowers.
Not the fuck.
Boy, I believe I see some women that are undeserving of the shit that men put them through, and the niggas that actually do that to decent women, y'all are shit for that. You check.
Because, I don't give a bro. This is where me and you disagree. Yeah, she picked them. She picked them.
No. I mean, it's a process, right? It's just she was with them, right? You know, at some point, she was there. She picked them, right? And she get what she get. But okay. It's the same as if Mike, right? Let's say you didn't have the strong back that you have right now, right? Because you right now, you're impenetrable. Like, ain't nobody getting through. Let's say...
I'm going to step up for a little minute.
Yeah. Let's say you're somebody that's, let's say, more compassionate towards these things, right? As a person, and you give more sacrifices, you're willing to take on, let's say, more of the other person's shit for the benefit of the other person, because that's how you just feel like, this is just what you do, right? And that person uses that opportunity to take advantage of you and whatever. Yes, it's your fault for putting yourself in that position to take on the extra stuff. Yeah, that's all on you. It's your responsibility, your consequence, the whole. But at the same time, if you're looking morally at that dog, it's like, it's not right. It's not right towards you. So at the same time, yeah, it's your fault. I'm still feel a way for you because my boy Mike didn't deserve that. You check?
I understand what you're saying.
You chose it, but like, she didn't have to do that.
I understand what you're saying, but for these women though, it's never just one. Because if you look at the women that pick these bad eggs and whatever, what do you start to see? A pattern.
As a pattern.
They always pick the same fucking dude. Yeah.
The ones that guy, did that is good on that.
Yes. And the guy that would be good to her is in the friend zone.
Yeah, he's in the friend zone and his boy, he in the friend zone. Everybody else is just like, she's like, yeah, I wish my man was like, or I wish I could find a guy like you.
My partner, Lamb Dog, welcome to the pod. He was listening and he had something to say because, like, he said we sound miserable.
Y'all sound bitter.
What's sound miserable?
Y'all sound very bitter.
And he said we need to put our pride aside and just let love. And that sound corny, like some R&B lyric. So let me hear your thoughts.
I agree with him though. It's like,
I'm sorry.
No, I get what he's saying, but he needs to explain himself so we can understand where he's coming from.
Okay, so basically, right? From what I've heard, all you guys are speaking from experience, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? But you can't let your past experience destroy your present experience that you're having now, because a lot of men tend to bring their past experience and all of this that they experienced in this past relationship before.
Hold on.
I ain't gonna let her do this and I ain't gonna let her do that.
Hold on,
let me finish the point.
No, I just want to say I feel like that is wrong because I feel like women are the one who bring their past experience into relationships.
People do it.
Yeah, people.
You know what? Maybe. Because
it's trauma. It's just, yeah.
I don't do it.
Nah, you do it. You just probably don't realize.
You do it.
Every relationship comes as a clean slate to me.
Not truly clean.
No, deadass. But go ahead, Lam.
No, but for real, because when you step into a relationship, all you, a new relationship, only thing you're thinking about is what happened before. What you're trying not to avoid. I mean, you gotta use those as examples, yes, but you can't forget to realize that everybody's different in some sense.
Give people the benefit of the doubt.
Just going with an open heart and an open mind, you know what I mean?
And it's not giving them the benefit of the doubt to keep on paper.
Sometimes we tend to sabotage ourselves by just overthinking it and putting too much emphasis on things that are not really necessary.
I get you, because like when I see certain patterns reoccurring again, I'm just like, oh shit. She on this vibe. And I, you know, sometimes your energy change because you see something right. that happened in the last relationship. You're like, I wonder how far this can go if she gonna do that same shit. Like sometimes you try to fight it and you, but you're thinking about it and you're dwelling on it a little bit longer than you should. So I get what Lambert's saying.
Okay.
I get what he's saying. I get what he's saying. But when I see these things, right? Like I already know what I associate these behaviors with, but I still give it the benefit of the doubt until I can fully like expose the situation. Because no, like, bro, I witness.
But then you're thinking about it. You're not sharing it. You're keeping it. No,
in I don't. I don't. Timon, I don't dwell on things. Huh? I don't dwell on things that I can really fuck. I can't really change. Like you can ask Erica, bro. Like I see when Erica doing rashness now, and I sit down and I wait. And I wait, and then like when after the time come, then I tell her like, okay, so boom, this is when this and that and that and that start. You finally expose it. This is the end of it.
Okay,
so,
but Jaron,
okay,
hold on, Jaron, when you're doing that, right? You already see her doing righteousness, and you already concluding that's righteousness, right? So now you just lowing her, but you're cooping her to see how much more righteousness she could do.
You want to see the extent? Right?
That's the same as when I think Timon don't like me, right? Timon not thinking about me a day in his life. Timon living his life, doing what he's doing, right? But everything Timon do, because I believe Timon don't like me, I find a way to interpret it as Timon did this as an act of not liking.
Well, you and Timon not in a relationship. So bro, this don't really fit into the thing. If you're saying you and Timon in the relationship,
the core concept and then talking about Timon
not paying attention to. No, because there's no core concept if
you talk about. But you have things you like and you don't like about your person.
This is how you relate to people. It's about people, it's about people dealing with people at the end of the day. If you're in a relationship, if you can't deal with somebody as a person on a friendship level, you can never do it on a relationship level. So either way the concept applies everywhere. It's like people being able to agree with people, whether you're man or woman. And the first step is to be understanding that, number one, both of you are
different. Everybody's different.
Everybody different. So even experiences you had in the past, you're rolling up into this one. Yes, you come with knowledge because all you basically should know from your last shit as far as bringing in the old baggage is you know what you are willing to accept now versus what you're not willing to accept. That's all it is. It's not about looking at this person and now picking out the things they're doing and then making it personal. It's like, that's all you're doing. You better yourself and apply it to your values. You don't apply it to your outlook on every other person because then that's poison. That's toxic. If I lie to Timon, if I lie because I'm a liar, because lying is all I've done my whole life, but literally now Timon is a person that he don't lie because he's a liar. He lied because he felt like he had no other option. Like, let's say, like, it's a life and death situation, right? You are a person that you hate being lied to because of your past, because of you were with somebody who was just a liar. But you're not lying. But somebody that lied to you with a good purpose, you're judging in the same way that you judge the person who lied just
for. Personally, I'm just saying. No.
Because that's still going to be a reaction, right? Because at the end of the day, regardless of what happened, you're still being lied to. You check?
I get what you're saying, but like the lying. So no, boom. Like in terms of this, right? In terms of this. So now, like a girl being sneaky, right? A girl being sneaky, and she probably linking up with her ex or something, right? And then you see these little things now, but you don't have no outright proof. I'm not going to just act and do too much of blah 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 blah. I ain't gonna do too much of that, right? But I go wait until she finally exposes herself, and then we're gonna done it, right? But now, in terms of lies, right? Straight up. Like, I feel like the whole, like, stepping out of a relationship and, like, the lying, yo, I don't even know how to fucking explain it.
I get you.
But I personally don't like liars.
Why you have to wait until she exposes herself to done it? Why not? If you see something happen, you just address it in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, bring it up.
I was saying.
Can definitely address it. But I'm saying, right, this is because I'm coming with speculations off of something. That's why I'm not going to address it. Because it's like, her phone ding at 2 a.m., right? If her phone ding at 2
I'm curious about what Mike have to say at this.
If her phone ding at 2 a.m., right, I ain't going to just outright think that she cheating. But then, from past relationships or whatever, I might say, you know what, that's some shit that the cheating ass bitch does do. So, but what? I ain't going to just come at her and say, yo, you cheating because your phone ding at 2 a.m.?
No, I'm like, yo, it's 2 a.m. Who the hell texted you? Oh, I ask it.
He couldn't be HMT.
He don't have to be aggressive.
I tell you, she balanced. She balanced. Oh,
But you see, but that's just coming from your past. Your check is just connected to like you think this way because of what you've observed in the past.
So now the 2 a.m. The 2 a.m.
That's how I get, because Mike might have to leave soon, but let's get started.
No. I want to finish. Okay. I want to finish with like a pint. So the 2 a.m. ding isn't going to be something for me to outright just come at her about. But no, if she lying to me about something, right, and I know she lying straight up, that's disrespectful. And then right then and there, that's when I call the plug on something. But the little 2 a.m. thing, I'll let that slide because I personally don't know what it is. I'm not going to look at your phone to see what it is.
Actually,
yeah, I'm out here. Actually.
I got to say, I got to address the first thing that Timon said in the comment. What's the guy's name? Lambert, is it?
Yep.
Okay. Lambert, we're not miserable. Okay. Miserable will mean that I hope.
No, I said bitter. I said bitter. Yeah, so I'm bitter.
To say we sound bitter, that's the same shit women say. When we say we try to say stuff that we actually feel is stuff that men are dealing with.
Yeah, Mike, say you're a bitch.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It might not sound like this to you.
Mike say he's a bitch.
No, I'm not saying that. No, hell no.
Look at Timmy instigating.
I'm not saying Lambert.
No.
I respect the man. So we just have a disagreement. The bitter thing is it sounds like a female programming. Nobody's bitter. For me to be bitter, I have to hold you in my heart and think about you. All I think about is my bills and my family. I don't think about you in which way, one way or the other. Now let's address the other points here. We're talking about lying. Oh, women, this, whatever. Bro, Lambert, let me tell you something. The biggest liars you will meet in your life are women. Mm-hmm. Women lie like it's going out of style, okay? One thing you must always understand, okay, is this. A woman can't physically overpower you. A woman can't dominate you physically. So what do? They use social constructs. They use their mouth to insult you. They talk to your friends to bring you down. They do things like this. A woman could be fucking you, fucking your cousin, fucking your brother, and you three would never know about it. Because why? Men don't talk like that. Mm-hmm. If you, as a man, were fucking two bitches, sooner or later, they will find out about each other. Mm-hmm. Because women talk. And the reason why women are better cheaters is because men don't talk. So if you saying like, oh, you can't use that as a measuring stick for all women. Let me address that point. If I know that if I go down to Rexdale and cars get jacked there constantly, why the fuck would I not take an Uber? Why would I go and park my car in Rexdale knowing I would get jacked?
Shout out to now.
So when you're talking about, oh, you can't this, nobody is saying like everybody is the same. But in certain things, okay, we know this. Western women think majority of the time pretty much the same. Not all of them, but a majority of them do. So if I'm going into a relationship and I know that 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be dealing with a feminist, what am I supposed to do? Go in with an open mind and an open wallet and get decimated in court?
Or find a different girl.
Yeah, find a different girl. I think about it.
Find a different girl in the West. Good luck with that. No. Find a different girl.
That's an issue right there because you chose, you know the type of girl she is. But because you don't want to go back out there and work, so you decide to
walk into that financial, domestic violence, that situation there. Because it's the Western bitch.
Let me make this point. Lambert, this is what you're saying. You said, oh, you chose that girl. But I gotta address this. If all the apples in the bunch are all rotten and you're picking between poison and a gunshot to the head, it's still all a bad choice. That is why you see a lot of men, okay, who have achieved something, whatever, they don't marry from the West. They go outside of the West. They go to women that offer that feminism that women in the 50s and 60s still understood, okay? What I'm telling you is that one thing, Lambert, I'm trying to explain to you is that there's a rot that has taken hold of Western women. There's a rot.
I understand your point, though.
Yes, that has taken hold of Western women. So when we point it out, it's not because we're bitter. I'm not saying that, oh, fuck bitches, oh, they can die, whatever. Fuck no, I don't give a shit about that. I'm married. Okay, I'm happy. So, I have a daughter, for God's sakes. And this stuff I'm telling you, when she's growing up, I will tell her, limit the amount of bodies you have on you. Start looking for a guy as early as possible, okay? Because being a woman, the clock is ticking. It is ticking. You are not the same as a man. As soon as you hit your 30s, the world will hit you like a cinder block.
Being real, she find a guy and she can motivate this guy from a young age. Like, don't outright get into no relationship with this person. You build up a little friendship thing and, you know, be that neighborhood crush. And you help that person build itself to be somebody worthy of approaching you and their father.
You know what women don't do anymore that they used to do? When they met a guy, what did the women do? They brought the guy home so that their brothers, their dad, can look at this guy and figure it out. Because men can suss out bullshit better than women.
For real, because women come with empty claims, eh, Jack? Yeah. It's like they come to their friends and their friends chatting a whole bag of rats out in the blue, you know, just coming with random shit, telling you shit, pointless things, things that don't exist, they bring into light, you know? But a man, on the other hand,
you see, he shoe size?
Men don't get off on hating on other men. That's another thing. Men don't really get off. You know, you have a few that love to chat, you know, and then they run them out like, yeah, but at the same time, generally speaking, a man, especially when it comes to women, because we have that protective instinct over them too, we're actually trying to be genuinely, like, you know, letting them know, yo, this nigga ain't it. Check.
The only advice I can give to Lambert is the same advice that the CIA gives to their agents. Trust but verify.
Yeah. For real. That's the truth, though. That's the truth, though. And that's, I feel like all that too, all that needs to be done in the dating stage, but in the early relationship stage, I don't understand how you end up marrying them with all this baggage.
You have to assume that when a woman comes, she's lying. Because just by her being a woman, she has access to shit that you will never fucking get.
Yo.
A girl being beautiful gets invited to the yacht parties in Miami. What value does she bring to the world to be able to step in that boat with other fellow billionaires?
I think women often skip the dating stage because as a man, I know all y'all know how to date. But when women start dating dudes, they often lock off everybody else and then they start acting like they're in a relationship with this individual. Like, plain and simple. Like, it can be a girl that you just going out with casually.
They're giving all for they want.
And they throw it all in the bag and now they're in a relationship.
No, but, you see,
from off of the first.
Jared, you are 100% right.
And that's why I still say domestic violence is a fucking choice.
See, Jared, you're right. But this is the part that Lambert, I think, is missing here, right? This is the part I think he's missing here. Lambert is coming at it as, which is, he is correct. Like, men and women, we are equal, right? Under the law, like, let's be honest, like, we are equal. Like, nobody is arguing that. But this is the part, this is the disconnect I think he's seeing. And correct me if I'm wrong about this, but this is the disconnect. He thinks the way we come into relationship, we're coming at it the same, like, we're coming at it equally. But that's not, no. Women are coming into a relationship in the sense that you got to understand, as soon as a girl turns 14 or 15, okay, bro, it's not me. I don't do that shit, but I'm trying to say, we all know we live in the fucking West and women are losing their virginities by like 13, 14, right?
Yeah.
As soon as she starts to get a little semblance of womanhood, she starts to get perks. Guys give her free money, give her free this, free
she
that,
wake up,
free
she
that.
She wakes up, she gets two kidney seeds on her chest.
Yes, but you, Lambert, as you're sitting right there, okay, you could go into a nightclub right now and say which bitches want to fuck, and it will be crickets. For you to be able to get access to pussy, you got to put in work. You got to go and build up your money. You got to build up you got to have a nice car. You got to have your house. You have to have all this shit. There's so many criteria you have to hit to even be let into the game, okay? The only way a man can have a cheat code is if the man was born and he was blessed like one of the most good-looking motherfuckers out there.
Like me.
And then
I have a
yes, and then he will be getting play. But in the general scheme of things, after a while, the bitch is gonna be like, okay, I'm tired of struggling. I want to live a good life. So she might be fucking you on the side, but she ain't gonna marry you. She'll probably go marry a rich dude. The thing I'm saying is that we don't come at this shit the same. Fuck all the bullshit that they talk about, like, oh, I want a guy with personality, whatever. Nah, the guy with personality, the guy who's a good guy, that's the friend zone. You go for the assholes.
Being real, you're in the friend zone up until she's like in her 30s when she can't really get a man. And then that's when they settle for you.
That's when they settle. Settle, even though that's who you should have been with from the beginning. So, Lambert, listen, man, I know it's supposed to be how it's supposed to be, like, normally in life, whatever, but it ain't so, my brother. It ain't so. These bitches are coming to this relationship with a bazooka. And you know what you got? A butter knife. And you know who gave you the butter knife? The government.
I personally think it's your parents.
I'm like, John Wick with a pencil. So I brought a pencil to a gunfight.
Hey, listen, man. That's the movies. If you want to go fight somebody with a fucking Glock with a pen, be my guest, brother.
Yo, Mike.
You know?
Mike.
Yeah.
So you said set, you know, they settle for you, right? So I'm thinking, what I want to know, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with settling?
Actually, I said settle, but go ahead.
I know. And you think anything is wrong when a woman decides to settle? Because the way I look at it, right, life is literally a journey. In the sense that every day you wake up, every day you learn something new, right?
Okay.
And some people take longer to learn the lesson than others, you know?
Yeah.
It maybe one time I touch a stove and I get burned. I say, well, that's it for me and stoves. I never cooking again. You check? Other people be like, it's just a part of, you know, whatever. And, you know, they keep going until one day they decide that, yeah, this is like actually too much for me. I really can't be doing this to myself no more. So I'm going to put it down.
Okay.
Would you consider that settling or would you consider that growth and maturity?
You got to understand something is this, right? There is something that is called in human anatomy, like in human biology. It's called peer bonding, okay?
Yeah.
When they've looked at studies about women who have been in successful marriages.
Oh, yeah.
Women who have been married a long time are women who have the fewest bodies on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
And they're better mothers to their kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
A woman who's been around the block a few times, that's not a woman you should marry. If a woman has too much numbers like that, I would really advise a man against it. Because one thing you got to understand is she's probably been alpha imprinted. So there's a guy who she really wanted and the guy probably broke her heart or whatever. And she will always compare you to that dude. Okay? Mm-hmm. A woman who's been around the block is no good to nobody. And the reason why I'm saying the settling, to get to your point, Everett, here's the thing. Back in the day, a woman will marry a dude who is in her area. Social media has made the sexual marketplace global. So you can have a woman who lives in fucking Appalachian mountains and fucking wherever the fuck.
She getting flu.
And a dude in Miami can have a flu out.
Yeah.
And rearrange her guts for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then she comes back with a Prada bag, a fat purse. Now all the dudes in her area, they ain't water that.
Yeah.
But back in the day, you will stay in your area, you will go to work, and then you will find a good guy, and then you will build a family.
You know what's crazy? They demonizing workplace relationships when that's where half the fucking relationships come from. Where else you gonna meet bitches? Approaching a woman in the supermarket is it's wrong. Approaching her at a gas station is wrong. Approaching her in the gym, that's wrong. Approaching her anywhere is wrong. Now they trying to make it in the workplace, that's wrong too. So where the fuck you gonna meet woman?
Church, bitch.
On social media?
Where church.
You know, that maybe.
The worst bitches are in church. Even, what's his name? Oh, speaking of church.
Then guys, it's just let love love.
Oh, no, screw that. No, bro.
At the end of the day.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Lambert. And I believe in love, but I don't think love believe in us anymore. Like, we're disconnected.
Let me say this to Lambert. Do you think men are loved unconditionally?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Do you think women are loved unconditionally?
Sometimes.
Do you think dogs are loved unconditionally?
All the time.
Even when the dog bites you.
Do you think kids are loved unconditionally?
Yeah.
No. I don't like kids.
Okay. All right.
In general,
nigga.
So let me say this. For the general part, kids, people love kids unconditionally. But let me say this, right?
That's too bad.
So this is what I'm saying. Lambert, think about it this way. Women don't love you. A woman doesn't look at you and love you. A woman loves the idea of you.
But hey, the most important thing here is, right?
I love
me enough for me, and whether she.
Bro,
she,
but listen, no, I'm trying to explain to you. When you say let love love, that is
let love love love.
That doesn't make sense, because why? You as a man are loved conditionally. You are loved based on what you
conditions.
Can do.
Right, I understand.
Yes.
That.
So to say let that. Love love, that's not a thing. Not for a man. It's not a thing.
You can't let love love.
No, you just repeat so, the lyric that's here. Who's singing that?
No, this is not a lyric. You know, there's so much beautiful things out here in life that they gotta enjoy, you know.
Are we talking about kids, or are we talking about the Amazonian rainforest? What do you mean beautiful kids out there? We're talking about women right now.
I'm talking about women.
Where are you going with this?
I am talking about women.
So what's the beautiful things that you're talking about? Good. You said there's so many beautiful things out there.
Oh, women.
Women. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
White women, Asian women.
Hey, I subscribe to that. Love them all.
Facts. Love them.
So, okay, but Lambert, to what extent would you love and, you know, just get trampled on? Because you can love and let love.
Me have girl everywhere.
No, I wouldn't allow myself to be trampled on, you know.
Like, oh, okay, even if you open up yourself to give love and receive love, right, with the goodness of your heart, and but you're not going to take shenanigans. What's what are you saying with that? Because you're just saying accept it, give it.
You have a give and take in life now, but we all have our own individual boundaries, as Jared was saying earlier.
All that stuff, like, yes, right?
You know, but you still gotta enjoy it in the moment, you know, be there in the moment and enjoy it.
Yeah, but we're not saying that we don't do these things. We're just saying the things that people overlook is what we can't address in, or the problems that arrive.
No, don't get me wrong. No, I understand everything that all you guys are saying, you know what I mean? But this is just my point of view, you know what I mean? This is how I think. But I'm not gonna allow myself to be trampled on. I get what Mike is saying.
Listen, Lambert, it might not sound like it, but I'm actually on your side, okay? I'm actually the one that loves you, okay? That bitch that is like skulking around and saying, oh, this thing, oh, Lambert, this, let me tell you something. You fuck up tomorrow is a countdown. A man can be with a woman for 30, 40, 50 fucking years. Go out there, break his back, work hard, do everything, take care of the family, take care of the kids, do all that, and the man does not ask from nothing in return except that she makes the house a home and she... make sure that the kids go to bed with a full belly. And the man will do this, a thankless job, and the man will never complain. If a bitch take care of you for 1 month, all our friends, our sisters, everybody is going to fucking know about this. So let's not talk about let love love. I'm trying to arm men with a bazooka. She comes with a bazooka, you come too. You got to be ready. You got to be correct. Make sure. If you get married, sign a fucking prenup, okay? Sign a goddamn prenup. Protect yourself at all times.
Like, if you look at it, right? Skylar, she didn't love Walter until Walter started bringing in the money now.
Oh, from Breaking Bad.
Walter started bringing in the money.
Walter tell us he committing crimes, and she's like, "You crimes?" And she's like, "Wait, how much money are you making?"
And when she see the millions of dollars in the room, she, you know, yes, yeah, so she go to the therapist.
Yeah, she's like,
She go to the therapist and she asking if she can spend my money.
Yeah.
You see, so you know, Lambert, just remember, time will come, you will be on this side of the aisle.
No, I've been there. You know, I've been there, but you know me,
I get you. I understand you. I get you.
Yeah, I trust me. Timon knows. Timon knows. I've been on my face, real rather off my face. But you know me, I still,
Honestly, dog, the whole let love thing, I get it, and I'm for it. But a part of loving somebody else is being able to love yourself. And when you love yourself, you will.
You don't take disrespect.
It's not necessary you don't take disrespect, right? You might receive disrespect. I feel like receiving it and taking it is two different things. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody disrespects you and you feel disrespected, it's your entitlement to then communicate that to the person. Yo, fam, what you did there, that hurt me, that hit me a kind of way, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like what Mike was saying earlier. Like, he don't let people talk to him a type of way.
No, I brought this to your attention, and I'm letting love love. A person who loves me isn't going to want me to feel this way. If you love me, you're not going to want that for me. So if now that I've brought it to your attention and you've acknowledged that fact and now you keep doing it, if I don't do something about that, if either I take a stance and leave, I take a stance and say, okay, well, this is something. If I just allow it, that's taking it. I don't think nobody should be doing that.
You know, it's crazy. Remember when Kazir was here, right? So, you know, coming from Antigua and how I talk to each other, right? So, you know, pussy hole, this and that and that and that. So then when I had to set him straight, right? Like the second that he was here. And when I said it, right, I can see how he got offended, right? Because I was like, yo, differently, right? You're my brethren, so I'm not going to take no disrespect from you because I'm not going to disrespect you. So, like, when you're going to address me, you got to address me properly. Don't come with that type of bullshit. That's what I told him, right? And then when I saw his face, right, like he got quiet for like 2 hours. He didn't say nothing. Enough. And I could have explained things more, but I wanted him to sit down and dwell on the feelings to understand where the fuck I'm coming from, because I was gonna explain it to him the next day why respect is so fucking important and how everything go. And then after all of that, right, like, you know, he went back home and he started building better relationships with people by setting these boundaries with them.
It's communication.
As we are men here, you know, the thing that women don't understand is that as men, you know, all of us here, whatever, we all know, and I keep rereading this, we all know there's some lines that can be crossed. You understand?
Right.
We know that from a young age as men. You say something slick, you say the wrong shit, somebody knock your fucking teeth out. You know what I mean? That shit happens. It's a domain of men. Women don't go through that. They can just flap their mouth anyhow. Nobody, where's the violence going to come from?
No accountability.
Exactly.
Come on, beat, no fuck.
So they go through this. It's not their fault. This is the domain of violence is out of reach for women. That's not for them, you know? So what do? They use social, social attacks. They try to gossip behind your back. They try to destroy you, whatever. These same women don't understand that for men say what they mean, okay? When a man says, this is what it is, this is how I feel about something, we mean that shit. There is no underlying meaning or, oh, maybe if I don't talk to him for 2 minutes and I kind of drop this cup a little bit tougher, he will get the point. Nah, no, we don't. If you're feeling a certain way, just fucking say it.
Exactly.
That's it. That's why the successful women...
At the end of the day, it comes down to communication, you know.
How well that's what everyone be saying. That's the key.
It's communication and the willingness to do something about what was communicated.
Exactly.
You can pour your heart out to me, and if I don't care...
You can't communicate with somebody that's not listening to you. Right, and in order
to the thing, that's communicate. It's a cycle.
You can't really communicate with people that don't really respect you. So what you have to do, right, is you have to, like, I personally think, in order for communication to actually work, you need to end all communication until this person realizes that you are somebody that can leave. When this person realizes that you can leave,
no
boundaries.
No, like,
yes,
that's drastic and childish.
No, I don't know that you're willing to walk away.
Okay,
because once they know that you can leave. Once they know that you can leave, they're willing to listen. A woman will keep arguing over and over and over until you show her you are willing to leave.
It's kind of like taking them off their high, their high pedestal like this. None.
No, okay, okay. I interpret that differently.
If it's deserved.
Yeah, I get you. I was interpreting that differently.
You're not in control here.
They have to be real high up here.
Because I wouldn't want to do that to somebody and now they're paranoid and now living with an additional fear. Even if things are good, that, yo, what if this man actually really just leaves me one day and then that end up being something I eat them out? Because, bro, women are emotionally driven. Emotions don't have a guide. Emotions do what they do and you have to handle them. You're trying?
I think Jaren, he worded that wrong. I think what he was trying to say was, if you're in a relationship, you have your boundaries. The woman knows what your boundaries are, and she has to know that if she crosses any of them, you are willing to walk away. That is the thing. You must be willing to walk away.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, the importance of it. Yeah.
One thing you should never do is if a woman crosses a line that it's a big thing for you, don't take that bitch back. Walk the fuck away. Because once she does it once, she will do it again and again.
Right.
You know? She will do it again. Walk away, bro. Walk away. Don't even.
And that has to be a line that you have communicated in advance, right?
Yes, of course. Yes.
In advance, you know.
Okay.
Communication is
good. Yeah. You know? So this is the thing, right? That's what I'm saying. It's hard to communicate with somebody that they don't really respond to communication. So you communicate that they don't listen, you leave.
And you give them time to, like, think about it and come back.
Let me reiterate that you can fucking walk out anytime that you want to. Then you revisit the conversation and say, listen, that's the last time. It's not gonna happen again.
We don't negotiate with terrorists. See the boys?
I'm telling you now, bro, my self-improvement little movement that I started, bro. I just respect myself so much now, man. Like, I love me. I don't think I ever loved myself now that I'm looking back on life.
How much do you love yourself? Huh? How much do you love yourself? Huh?
All.
Oh, yeah?
All.
Okay. Does Pornhub love you too?
I don't watch porn. I don't watch porn. I learned that when I was watching porn, I stopped respecting women. Like, I would look at the woman and say, well, like, all right, yeah. But she is somebody that I can fuck, and then I wouldn't really build just a platonic relationship with women. Honestly, I don't really think I could have a platonic relationship with women, because if I go talk to a girl, she has to look good.
Yeah, so Jaren...
If she look good, I probably might want to fuck her at some point.
So Jaren, you don't really love yourself, right?
How I don't love myself?
This is watching TV.
How I don't love myself? Oh, I don't love myself.
No. I didn't say you don't love yourself. I said, no, you don't love yourself. You don't choose, like, love yourself.
Oh, man.
Nah, I don't need porn for that, man. I don't need porn for that. I got vivid imagination.
Maybe a little KY jelly, a little glutamine. <No. laughs> Yeah, man. Okay, Jaron, step out of this patch and go, I love myself. I know, hit the weights.
All right, guys, you've been doing this podcast for a minute.
10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I got, before I go, I got to say something. Guys, please, I want to do this podcast again when there's a lot more time. Can we bring any of these girls on? Let's have this conversation.
Oh, yeah, we're going to sort it out. Them four girls are going to come at your neck. We're going to sort it out. We're going to have that discussion.
I'm with you, Mike. I'm with you all the way.
Who four girls?
I don't want to disclose that yet. They just come. They'll come. You'll see.
Yeah, them. You can't really call names because, you know, I'm flaky.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yes, sir. So then they say, yeah, I mean, nah, come on now. And they look stupid.
No problem. No problem. When are they coming? When are you doing this?
Me and John will have to talk to them and see what's going on with the timeline. But we'll definitely get them on.
No problem. You know me. I'm ready, man. I ain't scared of these holes.
And I will be playing devil's advocate and I will be siding with the females.
Of course you would.
Nah, in other words, he'll be simping.
White knight. Okay. White knight.
Yes, white knight and simping.
Yeah, it's I don't okay, care man. What y'all say, no. I don't care.
Being real.
You already know what you could do. So you
yeah, exactly. Me again.
I am on the side of love always.
All right, nigga, go home and write a song.
If you're on the side of love, you wouldn't be on the side of the women. Women don't believe in love.
I said I'm on the side of love.
Yo, no, man. Okay. Hey, Lambert, do you also step in the name of love? Or?
You right?
Step in the name of love.
Come on.
Just trust Mike. I'm on your side because I stand for respect.
Yeah, Jaron, you know me, man.
No, I do understand it. Communication and respect is like, it goes a long way.
It's big, you know what I mean? That's all a part of it.
Yeah, talk down to the feminists.
So, like, what do you think? Communication and respect equals loyalty?
Not necessarily.
Communication and respect equals loyalty. No, loyalty is just loyalty. Try not to fuck the neighbor.
Okay, all right. You're right. Makes sense. Don't make it complicated.
Try not to fuck the neighbor. You know? Because one thing they don't understand is for a man, if you as a woman you spread your legs and another nigga entered you, you're like tainted in our eyes. You're like tainted. We don't want that shit no more.
As a man.
Yeah, something about going in and having something in you just don't.
It's completely different. Come on. Something about dominating and being dominated is completely different.
Yeah, it's just we have to see that. We have to
women
agree to see that.
Women, yeah, man. Right? As much as women say they just want to fuck, right? They don't need to nut on none of that. They just want to fuck. They need to at least be attracted to this man. You know, as a man, your butt will get hard to an ugly girl now if you go through a dry spell. Like you ain't
getting what? Not me. Not me.
Lambert, one time, right?
Not me.
Lambert, one time I was so down bad, right? That as a fat girl, they flirt with me now. And I know my sizes. And,
I tried that, but it didn't work out too well.
Boss, we make the fat girl come to the yard, right? But couldn't get hard for shit.
when your neighbor is getting that chicks busted.
But I attempted it. And that's the thing that really bothered me so much now. Because I know I wasn't attracted to this fat girl, but I still attempted it. Because life was that hard.
Bro, moments like that made me feel mad embarrassed. Dog. I was like, yo, let me tell you something. My dick usually get up. It doesn't usually happen.
I had to tell her I just came from the gym. That time I ain't even work out.
Hey, Jaron, you fucked the bitch and you weren't interested. Sensational.
All right, y'all get out of my pod. Y'all toxic.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Yeah, thank you.
So just let me know, man. I'll come back on. We can do it with these girls.
Definitely.
It was nice meeting you guys and having this wonderful conversation with you guys. But at the end of the day, guys.
Yeah, man. Lambert, it was nice. It was nice meeting you too, man. Give love a chance.
Yes, don't forget to give love a chance. And let love go. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, man. See you guys, man.
Yeah.
All right. Bush.
Darling, please stop driving me crazy. Oh.